Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin.
Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours. And I am joined tonight, as always, by my beautiful partner, best friend, wife. Hey, darling, how you doing? Robin.
Hi, sweetheart. Yep, hi, sweetheart.
Hey. So, gosh, big weekend coming up with the Labor Day and the long weekend. And a little foreshadowing, Thursday night we're going to be doing a special open topic, our own show, no interview, just going to be me and Robin.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. We haven't done one of those in a really long time.
No, we haven't. It's going to be fun. So give everybody a quick heads up now. So tonight, however, we are doing a dark moon. We haven't done one in a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's interesting to spend a little time looking within.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking at ourselves and holding up the dark mirror and looking at ourselves honestly. You know, what are the things that we need to work on? Bad habits we need to break. What is it? I mean, looking at ourselves, we often, and we all do this. I mean, I do this as well. You know, we think of ourselves, and we're not always honest even with ourselves. And you know, one of the first laws of magic is honesty, and that honesty starts within.
Very true. I also think that everybody needs to stop every once in a while and take stock, look at what they're actually doing, be conscious of their actions, who they are, what they're doing, how their actions and their thoughts affect others. Because it's when we live in a vacuum and we don't look within and take a little self-check, we have a tendency to get lost and stray from our path and you know, get wound up in things and distracted by the minutia instead of seeing the big picture sometimes. So I think that, you know, we do these dark moons about every 3 or 4 months or so, and I really think that that's the minimum that, you know, you really should, you know, whack yourself upside the head and say, okay, what am I doing? Where am I going? Time for a self-check. I mean, you really should be doing this every month, but at least, if not daily. But, you know, we should at least every few months sit down and take stock in where we are. What have we done good, and what could we have done better over the last several months? And how do we readjust that going forward?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and just because we do them once a quarter, or try to do them once a quarter here, doesn't mean that that's the only time you need to do any of these rituals. You know, we say all the time that what we do here together on our, you know, with our Tuesday night coven isn't a replacement. No group work is ever a replacement for personal, individual work with the divine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doing those rituals, even the family rituals that we do, never completely replace, nor should they, replace our own personal, individual relationship with the divine.
Right.
You know, our family rituals certainly are more intimate than our group rituals, but still, you know, I spend time in meditation on my own, just, you know, working on my connection with the horned God, and exploring all of that energy that has come to me in the last, you know, year and a half, 2 years. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we all have to do that individual work. So just because we do them once a quarter here doesn't mean that that's all you, you know, you certainly don't have to wait for us. Let's just say that. So with all of that said, all of the ritualists are here. So I'm thinking it's just about time to get this party started. Did you have anything you wanted to add before we bring in the ritualists and get going?
Nope.
All right. All right. Well, we're joined by Nivasi.
Hi,
are you there?
I'm here. I'm here.
Hey.
Good evening.
All right. And we're joined by Vega.
Hi, Vega.
Good evening.
Hey, hey. And Shira. How you doing, Shira?
She's just stepped away for a few moments. She'll be back in a minute.
All right.
Oh, hi, Shira.
You missed. Yeah. I'll wave to her from the other side
okay.
of the kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scream across the room. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. She's heading for her mic now.
Surprise!
Oh.
Shira, you're with us.
I'm here.
There she
yeah,
is.
Hey, darling.
Herding cats.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
She
know
gave
it
them
is.
Catnip earlier,
oh, yeah.
too, so it's
oh,
a
dear.
Little bit difficult right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah,
even
they're
scarier
like,
than usual.
Yeah.
They're very stoned.
So you got some stoned cats. Right.
Yeah, it was homegrown catnip, too, by a friend.
Ah,
and,
good stuff.
Oh, my goodness. They are totally stoned.
Excellent. All
maybe
right.
they'll go away for a while.
Well, yeah, well, with that said, perhaps we should go ahead and start our ritual.
Okay.
All right.
Now that the cats are stoned, let's go on.
oh, well.
It's that kind of night, isn't it? All right, here we go.
Yeah, and my mom is listening in, too, so...
Ah, oh, hi, Shira's
welcome, mom.
Yeah, she's in his guest in the other room.
All right, and we have a pretty good group in the chat room tonight, so I want to welcome all of our guests in there as well. So, and stick around after because you'll be able to ask questions and make comments in the chat room about your experiences with the ritual after we get done. So, with all of that said, my lady, take us away.
Okay. I'd like everybody to take a nice deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more. Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We have come together in spirit to celebrate this dark moon.
Focus and become aware of your crown chakra. Envision pulling the energy of the universe into yourself through your crown. Feel it as it enters. Feel the pressure building up at your third eye. See the ball of violet light. See it spinning and feel it open. And the blue-white light of the universe fills your head, stopping at your throat. And there, see the ball of blue light spinning, feel the pressure building, and feel that chakra open as well. And the blue-white light of the universe fills you down to your heart, where you see the ball of green light. See that ball of green light spinning, feel the pressure building behind it, and then it opens. The blue-white light of the universe fills you down to your solar plexus. And at your solar plexus, you see a ball of yellow light spinning. Feel the pressure as it builds until it, too, opens. And the blue-white light of the universe fills down to your second chakra, where an orange ball of light spins. Feel the pressure building. And then that chakra opens, and your entire torso and head are filled with the blue-white light of the universe. Feel it as it spills in through your crown, down through your chakras, stopping at your root chakra. And the red ball of light spins. Feel the pressure building. Feel the pressure until that ball of red light opens and the blue-white light of the universe fills your legs down into your toes, spills back up and down your arms and your hands. Feel the light as it fills you, as it pushes against you from the inside, expanding, and hold your hands out. Open your palm chakras and see the beams of blue-white light come from your hands, connecting with others around this circle, creating a web across the planet and around this circle. All of us. Here, now. We are in a time between the realms, in a world of our own, created by the we, who are connected tonight by the light of the universe, as we honor the gods and goddesses at this dark moon.
You are comfortably warm, your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware as you float in a sea of mental tranquility, safe, ready, protected, and reaching out towards your gods inside this sacred space cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
We cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
We cast you now, O ancient rune.
Powers of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night as we celebrate the dark moon. May your winds inspire us and bring us your gifts of communication and new ideas. Go with us in our solitude now as we manifest new ways of seeing ourselves and the world around us. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
And welcome.
Powers of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night as we celebrate the dark moon. May your flames transform us and allow us to start anew as we learn to love deeply and without fear. Assist our spirit to rise from the ashes of old cold fires. Reignite our passions. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail.
And welcome.
And welcome.
Powers of the West, creatures of water, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night as we celebrate the dark moon. May the power from your watery depths crash upon our shores, purify us, and prepare us for emotional rebirth. Bring to us your gifts of strength, wisdom, during this rite as we honor the Crone Goddess. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
And welcome.
And welcome.
Powers of the North, O creatures of Earth, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night as we celebrate the dark moon. May your dark caves and solid rocks shelter us as we prepare to go within to find healing and integration. Bestow upon us your gifts of opportunity and the stamina to work and find the abundance we seek. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail.
And welcome.
Hail. Welcome.
And welcome.
Beloved ancestors, those who have gone before, we are asking you for your guidance and your aid this night and at all times. Join us and guide us in the ritual for introspection and self-awareness and deep appraisal of ourselves. Oh, beloved ones, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail.
And welcome.
And welcome.
And welcome.
King Stag, God, you who walk the dark forests this night, guide us as we face our greatest challenge. The challenge and the courage to look within, to see our shadows and our dark places, to observe our habits that need to be stopped, to embrace the good and shine a light on both. Give us the tools we need to face ourselves and empower us to make the changes needed to rise to our highest potential. Join us, O King Stag, as we turn to you on this sacred night. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail.
And welcome.
And welcome.
And welcome. O great goddess, mother of the darkness, goddess of the cauldron and the keeper of secrets, we journey to you tonight to face this great challenge. Show us a clear path over the bridge to a place of introspection and inner honesty. Allow us to see our darkest shadows on this moonless night. Help us to see clearly that which is holding us back Help us to find a way to rise to our highest potential. Join us, Grandmother of the Cauldron, as we turn to you this sacred night, and we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail. And
welcome.
And welcome.
Tonight, we celebrate the dark moon, and we look within.
This is a time when we forge a new path together. As we journey into the underworld and into our own inner world, we will look deep at the places dark inside ourselves and cleanse them with crystalline waters and sweep them clear and clean. We will see things we may not like about ourselves. We will be made aware of which actions, people and behaviors we need to remove from our lives. This can be a rather powerful journey this evening. Remember, you are not alone, never alone. The goddess is here with you to love and accept you as you are now and as you move forward into what you will be. Tonight, your high priest and priestess and priestess, I can talk, act in the stead of your gods as a conduit. We are here to listen, to support you, hold your hand, and even dry your tears, if that is what you need, without judgment or condemnation. For none of us is perfect. We each walk a blade edge in the darkness, balancing the dark and light inside. Think of tonight as a calibration of that darkness, to make sure that you get a true read on it and it isn't getting out of check. Take the information you receive and use it to create positive change within you and thereby change your world. Niv?
Tonight, we will participate in a guided meditation. Tonight, we journey to the underworld. We will seek to look within, see ourselves in total honesty. We will look deep within. Tonight, we will face our fears as well as our weaknesses. So tonight, we face our shadow selves.
Breathe in and let it out. Take another deep breath in and let it out. Close your eyes and find a comfortable position. Listen to the rhythms of your body. And as you listen, you begin to feel as if you are floating. Float. Relax. Revel in that moment of weightlessness. And as you float, you become aware of your new surroundings. Circle of benches. A fountain in the center. A path disappears into the trees. Follow it. See the clear blue sky overhead. Feel the warmth of the sun. A few puffy clouds. The smell of freshly mown grass comes to your nose. Feel the grass as it brushes against you as you follow the path. In time, you come to a bridge, stone bridge following and crossing a very fast-moving stream. Step up onto that stone bridge. Look down at the water. Look as it falls from the hill, crashing against the rocks and disappearing under the bridge to reappear on the other side. Feel the mist as it splashes up from the rocks. And now visualize on the rail all of the burdens that you have carried. All the guilt, all the resentment, everything that is holding you back, everything that creates within you the illusion of separation from the divine. See these burdens, see these angers, see these resentments, each and every one of them materialize on that rail. They may appear as bundles, a pile of stones, or a box of rocks. Whatever it is that symbolizes burdens and weighty cares, see them materialize one by one as you pull them out of yourself and place them on the rail of the bridge. You might even notice that there are more bundles than you thought. But the goddess knows. And when you're sure that every burden you carry has been taken and put on that rail, push the pile into the water. See it crash and splash. See the water surround them and wash them away. The goddess will take care of them for now. Soon she may return because they need to be worked through. But know now that you are about to cross into the land of the divine, free. Free of those burdens. Cross the bridge now. Follow the path as it curves slightly to the left. Disappearing into the trees, it curves to the left, and then the path opens again at the foot of the hill. And in that hill, you see a door right into the hillside. As you approach, the door opens. Within is a hallway, a cave, moving downward and curving to the left. It is slightly lit from within. It is time to enter. And as you enter, the door closes behind you. There's a dim light coming from the walls and a brighter light coming from ahead. Follow the path. Follow the cave as it curves and moves downward and to the left, ever downward, ever to the left. Deeper and deeper into the hillside, the lights begin to grow brighter. And then suddenly it opens up into this cavern, vast cavern. In the center you see a fire burning. And over it you see a cauldron hanging from 9 black chains, suspended from the darkness above. You can't even see. As you approach the cauldron, you become aware of a presence. It is the Dark Goddess, come to welcome you and instruct. Have no preconceived notions of how she will appear. Let her appear to you in the way that is best for you tonight in this moment. There's a bench next to the fire in the cauldron. She beckons you to sit and tell her that you have come to see your truest self. From a nearby table, she picks up a bundle covered with a black cloth. She uncovers the object and you see a dark mirror. She beckons you to look. See your truest self as you are right now. See your face, see your life, see within. See the bad habits, the faults that need to be corrected. After a time, she places the cloth back across and sets the black bundle back down on the table. She now picks up a white bundle. And as she removes the cloth, she shows to you a silver mirror. She tells you that this is the you you are meant to be. Look at this mirror now and see your highest potential. Look at your victories. Look at your glory. See yourself at the end of your highest path, fully achieved and accomplished. She places the white cloth back across the silver mirror and sets it aside. Sit now and talk with the goddess about what you have seen. Listen to her guidance. Listen to her message. Ask her guidance on how to make those two images the same. And then listen. The message may come in words. It may come in images. Or simply a knowing. However the message comes, know that it is important. And listen. Goddess now rises, pulls you to your feet, walks you back to the tunnel and the pathway leading up. She bids you farewell until you visit again. And you know you can. You move back up the tunnel, curving to the right and moving upward. Always to the right, always upward. Upward and to the right, and you begin to see white light, sunlight coming from above. And that last turn to the right, and you see the outline of the doorway, sunlight spilling around it. Push the door open and step back into the sun. travel back, cross the bridge, back to the circle, sit on the bench and look at the fountain, and contemplate the message you have received. It is time now to return to your body. Close your eyes. Once more, feel the rhythm of your body and float. And as you float, you become aware of your body below you. Slide back into it. And on the count of three, you will be fully returned. One. Feel your body slide into it like you're putting on a suit of clothes. Two, move your shoulders and your hands and toes. Stretch back into your body. And three, you're a fully returned to your body. In your room, listening to my voice.
Now, we have looked deep into the mirrors of our souls. We have looked deep into the well, the dark grandmother goddess has blessed you with insight, and the father, the king stag of the forest, has stood by your side and has helped you meet challenges tonight and yet to come. You have seen the dark places. You have seen the habits that you need to cease or change. You've thought and felt people and behaviors that need to be removed or limited. All things that need to be modified. You have also looked into the light of your soul and seen the dream. Seen who it is you want to be, cleansed, whole, happier, a better you. We are so blessed by our gods to have had this time from now to the full moon to evaluate and process what we have learned this night. The gifts of strength, purpose, and of clarity. When we do the work set forth for us and improve who we are, we please our gods, as proud parents are pleased with their child. Remember to ask your gods for guidance and trust that they rejoice in the progress you make upon your path. You are truly a most precious and beautiful, one-of-a-kind piece of artwork created by the universe for a unique and singular purpose. Know you are blessed and cherished. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Mother of Darkness, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. Help us to always see with open eyes, especially when we look at ourselves. We know that you are always with us. We offer you our love and our respect, and we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail.
And farewell.
And farewell.
God, King Stag, thank you for your presence this evening and at all times. Help us to always see with our eyes open, especially when we are looking within at ourselves. We know you are always with us. We offer you our love and our respect, and we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail and farewell.
And farewell.
And farewell.
Beloved ancestors, we thank you for being with us this night as we gaze upon ourselves along this journey. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us. Help us always to see with open eyes. We know that you're always with us. Please guide us with love and respect. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail.
Farewell.
Farewell.
And farewell.
And farewell.
Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night as we continue to look inward to take care of all that does not serve us. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail.
Hail. Farewell.
And farewell.
And farewell. Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night as we move forward on our path. Thank you for gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail and farewell.
Farewell.
Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night. May your fires continue to burn in us as we go forward and seek to remove all that does not serve us. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
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 And farewell.
Hail.
Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence and your aid as we sweep away things that which do not serve us and move forward. Thank you for your gifts and your powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail
and farewell.
Farewell.
And farewell. The circle is open but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry shall we meet again. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
All right. So thank you, ritualists. Thank you, all of our guests, for being with us. We're going to, as is our usual practice, listen to a song while we ground and release all the excess energy. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. So we're going to play a song tonight by Lori Lynn called Goddess of Wisdom. Seemed like a good night to hear about the Goddess of Wisdom. Stick around. We'll be right back. Thank you.
International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours with Terry and Robin, and tonight with all of our ritualists, Niv and Vega and Shira, you guys are so much a part of this, and thank you very much for being here and being a part of it.
Awesome ritual.
Yeah, I wouldn't have missed it.
Yeah, thanks for coming, guys.
I didn't know if you wanted to.
We showed up.
Yeah.
We just be here.
So, as is our usual practice, we're going to get people's thoughts on the ritual and how the ritualists felt. So, tonight, I'm going to start with Niv.
Oh, okay. It was different tonight. Usually, dark moons are very empowering to me. I believe there was just so much going on this past weekend, and I haven't dumped all that yet, but I think my gift will come later. I don't think it's ready to really show itself tonight.
Okay. All right, Sheena, what about you?
This one was interesting. On the bridge, there were no box of rocks. There were all these little envelopes. And all those little envelopes were all those past hurts and all that stuff I have filed back in there that need to be dumped, that are all categorized and labeled and in there. And also my little fox, who hasn't been here for the last few and never crosses the bridge with me, he showed up and he crossed the bridge this time. He went right to the door of the cave and left me go in on my own there. It's like, no, I'm here. I'm coming with you. And he's never crossed the bridge up till now. The things that was interesting was, you know, need to get rid of the judgmental and always judging stuff you may not know, and getting rid of the stuff that doesn't serve you and letting it go, like not holding on to all that's material. The goddess, which was in the form of the crone, she gave me a candle to light my way out. And before I started the ritual, I pulled a card, and it's sitting in front of my computer screen, and it's the hermit, and he's holding a light. So it's kind of like, you know, we're here to light your way. You just got to pay attention and listen to us, and we're there, and the fox was outside the door to lead me back over that bridge. So that was different than prior ones. It was, you know, you have the choice. In this mirror, you're unhappy. In this mirror, you're happy. You're the one that has to make the difference. And that's, you know, letting go of letting somebody else take away your happiness, because you're allowing it. They're not doing it. You're allowing it. So that's what I learned. So it was
yeah,
quite a powerful
giving
one.
It away, huh?
Yeah, quit giving
very
it away.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Vega, what about you?
Different again. Yeah, I liked it. Interestingly enough, you know, we're starting at a dark moon, and we're actually doing a physical cleanup of the house and taking away stuff that is no longer serving us. So there's a solid part of going into this period of time, and it's going to stretch from the dark moon to the full moon, that we're going to be clearing our house of a great deal of stuff. And that's pretty interesting. And that was kind of reflected as well in the mirrors, where, you know, looking around and seeing things that we're not using and beliefs that we're not using any longer, but they're still causing us grief and some very deep anxieties. And even though we're not dwelling on them, they're still causing us problems, and we need to let go of those as well. So that was all bundled up in a big, okay, we have some real boxes to get rid of, and we've got some spiritual baggage to dump as well. So it's a good timing on the whole thing.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm going to be doing some house cleaning this weekend as well, so it's all kind of coming together. And Robin, I normally at this point turn to you, but we actually have a question in the chat room tonight. This is from Tyler, who's listening in, and he's wondering why do we think that he was finding himself hung up and unable to regroup during the meditation? And I'm not quite sure in what way he was hung up or not able to regroup. Maybe we'll get a little more guidance now that I've put that out there. But
it happens. It does happen.
Sometimes we're just not feeling it. Sometimes we're not letting ourselves.
Yeah, sometimes you block yourself, which is what I tend to do. And if, like today, I wasn't at work, I didn't have to work, so I didn't have all that baggage that got in the way of sitting down and settling in. And it made it makes a difference when you're not stressed and going over all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's typing now. He said he was getting stuck at the Dark Goddess. Are you afraid to see the Dark Goddess?
Yeah, that's my question. Is this a fear where you're holding back?
You know, sometimes you're afraid
Robin,
to see yourself.
Yeah. Robin, what are your thoughts while we're waiting for him to type?
Well, I think that one of the hardest things we do in life is look at ourselves, and oftentimes knowing that we're going to face our gods and that this moment is to look at something that we're doing, we're avoiding it, and we don't want to look. And so we get a block. There's something there that we don't want to face, maybe a behavior, anything. I mean, and we've all been there. We've all felt that, and we've all had to work through it. And it just means he has to find a way to work through it. I mean, that would be my guess, since I really don't know this person.
He's actually typed in the chat room that he found himself unable to look at the mirror. And, I think that we're all coming to the conclusion and getting confirmation in the chat room. There is sometimes we just either we're not ready or we refuse. For whatever reason, maybe it's fear. Maybe there's something there that we know is there and we don't want to admit it to ourselves, so we don't look.
And sometimes there are things that are so buried that it just takes us time to cope with them. I mean, there are lots of, you know, really old, scarred over, you know, hurts and actions, things we don't want to think that we did something wrong. We don't want to admit to ourselves. And sometimes it takes a certain level of maturity and being able to look back over our lives and realize that we're not meant to be perfect. We're not meant to be, you know, it's that facing your own ego. It's that id thing. You know, we have this mental image of who we are and who we need to be and who we strive to be. And when we fall short or we know that we maybe didn't behave in a way that we'd like to think we had behaved in, it's very hard to face sometimes. People often describe it as almost a watching someone else living their life like they were watching a movie when they exhibit behaviors that they wouldn't normally exhibit. Sometimes it's from a stressed situation. Sometimes it's baggage we carry from our childhood. We do things that, you know, wow, is that really me? That doesn't seem like me. I wouldn't normally do something like that. Nah, that can't be me. It's like you're watching it in a movie. And it's how we separate ourselves from those actions, that we don't have to deal with it. Sometimes it takes a long time for us to embrace that movie, if you will, as actually being our own life.
Yeah, so what I would recommend is, Tyler, take some time and think about what this means. Think about what it is that you don't want to look at. See if you can work through it on your own. If you need assistance, you can certainly email Robin or myself or both of us. We check the same email address. I'm going to tell you to email littlestonebridge@gmail.com. Tempest also knows how to find me on Facebook. Or give me a call. I think Tempest has the phone number as well. So if you need to talk, get in touch with us. See if you can work through it. See if you can figure out what it is that that you're not wanting to look at. And then also you can download this show and go back and try again after you've worked through some stuff. You can always go back through the meditations again.
And, you know, oftentimes when we're at a place where we need perhaps a catalyst to help us to move forward, often reaching out to people in our lives, or people who knew us before this began, old friends, relatives reaching out and saying, hey, I need help. I can't cope with this thing that I did, or I don't know why I'm doing this behavior, or I don't know what's going on with me. I need a touchstone. I need someone to remind me of who I am, and I've lost my way. And sometimes it's something as simple as just having somebody tell you, you know, remember when we did this, this, and the other thing, and what a great time we had, and, you know, you're really this person, and just somebody to remind you, a placeholder in your life, if you will, a reboot to a better time. And sometimes that will break the cycle, and it's enough to help you begin to unravel whatever the behavior is, whatever the actions are, whatever the issue is that needs to be unraveled and looked at. Sometimes it helps to know that there's somebody in the world who has faith in you. And, you know, usually we look to our families for that, but not everybody can. So look to a friend, or as Terry said, you know, feel free to reach out to us, and you know, if we can be of assistance, certainly we will.
And we certainly do not judge. So
no.
I'm not in a position to judge. So if you need to talk, get in touch with us, and we can chat, and sometimes just saying things out loud in a safe place is a help.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With all of that, Robin, did you have anything that you wanted to share about your experience tonight?
Well, I think there's always a lot of introspection when you do a dark moon. And, you know, there are things that I have known for a while that I've needed to deal with that I have not dealt with. I'm a terrible procrastinator. And I'll do it next week. I'll do it next week. Yeah, it's time to stop doing that and get on the stick and get some shit accomplished that I need to accomplish and get moving, get the house cleaned out, come to grips with some of the change that's been lingering out there, telling me it needs to happen and it will happen, but isn't happening because I don't think I'm ready to allow it. So it's all there. It's all stuff you got to move through. That's how you move through life. Mm. It's when we get stuck and we stop moving forward and stop embracing the change, because life is all about change. Nothing ever stays the same. But it's when we resist to those changes and we get ourselves stuck in a rut that our lives seem to careen out of control. And we start exhibiting negative behaviors, self-destructive behaviors, and our lives just get completely out of our own control and out of our own hands. So don't resist change.
Okay.
That would be my message.
Well, it's a good message. It's a good message. You know, how often do we... do we defeat ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, with all of that said, my lady, I have already given the email address, but you can give it again and tell our listeners how to get in touch with us, please.
Sure. If you'd like to get in touch with Terry or myself, you can always email us at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. We both look at that address and we'll respond in the subject. However, we get a ton of mail. So in the subject line, please make sure you put something like, you know, radio station question, or, you know, request for counseling, or whatever it is. Make sure you put something to give us a clue that it's important in the subject line. If you'd like to find us on Facebook, you can find us at the Little Stonebridge Pathworkings Facebook page, of course. You can also find us at, you can find Terry at Rev Terry Power HP, or you can find myself at Robin A. McKean. You can also get in touch with us through the radio station email address, which I can never remember, which Terry is about to tell us. Right, Terry?
That's right. That email address is furn.org@gmail.com.
There you go. And I believe that's it.
All righty. Well, let's go ahead and talk a little bit of programming. Very quickly, this coming Thursday night, we are doing our open topic. We're not even sure what it is yet. It will be whatever strikes us in the moment. Could be an Ask a Witch. It could be something on the news causes us to vent. We don't know. We don't care. Tune in and learn with us. It's going to be entertaining no matter what. But on the other hand, if you do have questions that you would like to have in an Ask a Witch show, we are collecting questions. You can email those also to the littlestonebridge@gmail.com address. Next Monday, Labor Day night, Voice of Olympus will be a show on innovative giving. So listen in for Hercules and Athena. They do a great show on Monday nights. Next Tuesday, a week from tonight, will be the World Card as the Fool finishes his journey. And then shortly after that, we'll have a kind of a wrap-up on the Major Arcana. And then next Thursday, on the 8th of September, we'll be talking with Dave Sassman, from Indianapolis, and he is organizing an Earth-centered clergy conference. And Robin and I will be going over there in March next year to speak at this Earth-centered clergy conference, and we're going to be kind of launching the promos and stuff on next Thursday night. Let's see, a couple of quick additional notes. We will be doing our Samhain ritual on the 1st of November, just keeping everybody aware. In September, we're also going to be doing a Mabon ritual coming up on the 20th. So you want to make sure and attend that. And we will be appearing at the Florida Pagan Gathering Samhain event on the 4th, 5th, and 6th of November. So if you want to see us in person, try to get down there. And there's a couple of Pagan Pride events that we're talking with some people. So stay tuned and we'll keep you informed. If there's somewhere that you would like for us to be, if you want us to come speak to your event or anything like that, contact us at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. And I think that's it. My lady, did you have anything to add?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right. I want to thank all of our listeners. Thank lively chat room tonight. Very good questions and participation. I want to thank our call-in listener tonight. Marcy, we know you're there, and we love you. Thank you for calling in and listening. And all of our listeners, listening live, listening in the archives, listening around the world, we are honored that you bring us into your world. You have a choice about how to spend your time, and you choose to spend it with us, and we love you. With that, I believe it is time to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.